Every time you meet with Jesus, just like when you're here now, it ought to leave the believer with a new direction. Sometimes, if you're retrospective enough as a believer, you could count or you could just reflect on how many meetings you have attended. And I always tell them in our church that the Bible says, where two or three are gathered, Jesus said himself, there I am in the midst of them. You believe that? And it means that every time we gather together as a church of God, Jesus is here. How many of you believe that? Now I'm a believer. You're going to hear that a lot because it's a believer's meeting. I'm a believer. I am first of all a believer. You know, they ask people to introduce themselves. Say, I'm an engineer. No, I'm a believer first. So, whatever proceeds, you must look at it from that light. And so, when I go against logic sometimes, and I say, and I tell you, I'm here. Don't doubt it. I told you I'm a believer. Hallelujah. Do you have believers here?
Yes,
we just trust God.
Yes,
we don't walk in the flesh.
Yes,
we don't rely on the senses.
Yes,
you are a believer.
Yes,
you are a believer.
Yes, okay.
And so, I believe God is here. And if he is here, it means like Nicodemus, I ought to live with something. I ought to live here better than I came in. That's how Christian meetings should work. You don't go to Christian meetings to have a good time. You don't go to Christian meetings. It's not a concert. It's not a beach party. It is serious business. It's where the Holy Ghost is influencing something. You know, the Holy Ghost is the influencer here right now. Right? So when I go to church, I must have it in mind. God has something for me. Amen. You don't gather here to joke around or to catch up. God gave us a spirit so that we can do his work on the earth. What did I say? I can't hear you. God gave us a spirit so that we can what? Do his work on the earth. I'm going to do it. We are going to do it. Huh? We are going to do it. Yeah. All right. So John chapter 3. We are here because Jesus is counting on us. But we're not going to fail. Ready? There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, which is teacher, we know you are a teacher come from God. Some theologians say he probably was talking about himself because he's a Sanhedrin, but let's give Nicodemus the benefit of the doubt. He's talking about Christ. So we know you're a teacher come from God. For no man do these miracles that you do except God is with him. We should not start questioning Nicodemus, but people do miracles without God being with them. Amen. Even Jesus said, some will come. They will say, we cast out demons in your name. We heal the sick in your name. And I'll say to them, what? Get out. You workers of iniquity. You are, I don't know you. All right. So Nicodemus' statement might not be very true. Hallelujah. Not all miracles come from God. Hallelujah. But God is a work of miracle. You know, I believe he's a miracle working God. I believe he's a miracle working God. You've got to say that one very well. You cannot be a Christian and not be a believer in the supernatural. I say it this way. If you remove miracles and supernatural events from the Bible, you have how many pages left? 20, thereabout. Remove it. Remove the sea parting, Elijah and his fire escapades. Remove Jesus walking on water and feeding 5,000 and 7,000 and money in the mouth of the fish. And remove the Jericho experience. And remove how Moses was toying with Pharaoh. And rod becoming snake and rivers turning to blood. Remove all of those things and you have 20 pages left. Amen. The Bible is our book, our diary of the supernatural. Say, I believe in the supernatural. No, I believe God can turn things around. I believe God can lead me to places and show me what to do and tell me where to go. Hallelujah. I believe that. Yeah, so I'm a believer. All right. But Nicodemus, let's go back to him. All right, so he said, no man can do these miracles except God will be with him. And Jesus answered and said, that's not what we are talking about. Jesus said, Oga, be born again. You know, how many times have you looked at people? And then they go all round about, and then just tell them, are you born again? Amen. Very rarely I say unto you, verse 3, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And last year, I remember, we looked at seeing the kingdom of God and entering the kingdom of God. Two different things are one and the same. Huh? One and, thank you. I've heard people say, you know, you can see the kingdom of God, but no enter. You will pray. You will call the name of Jesus 3 times. Holy Ghost 2. Fire 1. Like you are cooking. But you might be cooking something. Amen. And say, Father, may I not see the kingdom and not enter it? Oh yeah! Oh, look, oh, just calm. One and the same thing. Amen. Just English playing on you. Alright? Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The word see there means to experience. It doesn't mean to use your eyes to see. It means to experience something. And that's the same word to enter. Is that clear? Verse 4. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? How many of you have experienced such questions on outreach? You're preaching to someone. You're preaching to someone and then they ask a funny question. Don't let us call it something else. A funny question. Let me say. I remember on campus one time, when I was in year one, I used to preach room to room every Sunday morning. And I was in one room one morning. I don't know, I must have shared it in church. And I met someone. So my fellowship, obviously, used to hold in the afternoon. Sunday afternoons, by 2 o'clock. Workers would be there by 1:50. Because I was in prayer unit, so we'll be there by 1:15. We'll pray till 2. Others will come 1:30, 1:45, something like that. And so I met this brother. And I said, I'm inviting you to church by 2. So that was around 8 o'clock. So he said, his church is about to start. I said, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were going to church. Please rush up. He said, no. The church is here. I looked around. I saw buckets. I saw stove. I saw his mattress. I said, where is the church? Yeah. Then he began to say some funny things. So he said, if you read your Bible very well. I said, maybe I don't. Tell me. He said, we are the church. The church is not a building. I said, yes. Yes, yes, sir. He said, so, you are wrong. We are the church. I said, I said, the church has pastor. He said, where is your pastor? He pointed at his laptop. So apparently he plays Pastor Chris. So he was playing it. So I said, I want to say something. Can you pause? Then he paused this pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. The beauty of online church. Then he paused this pastor. You know, you can pause your pastor and go and fry dodo. The pastor Mumbo. Pastor. Babe, this stew is not stewing. Pastor. I said, you know your pastor can spoil. Amen. Was I lying? So sometimes on outreach you meet funny people. Jesus met one. How can a man go back to his mother's womb? Jesus, I've ailed you. I've called you things I've not called any other man. I said you are from God. Even though in my camp they are saying something else. I said you are from God. I said you are a working miracle. I said you are a teacher. Only you, I gave you many things. And suddenly, this is what you can come up with. To be born again? Let's read on. Jesus answered, verily I say unto you, except a man be born of water. So Jesus expands on the word born again, a word most of us have heard many times over and over again. But what meetings like this do is that we take words and then explain them again so that you're not just a Christian who goes to church to wear suits. You're a Christian who can handle God's word. Is that clear? And sometimes you ask people questions in the Bible and they say, am I a pastor? I'm not a pastor. Don't ask me. Come on. But when you are arguing about Havertz, if he's a good player, Kai Havertz of Arsenal, is he a good player or not? You are shouting like you are a coach. Amen. You know, that time you don't remember, am I a coach? Have you seen Chelsea fans argue before? Very horrible people. Yes, if you are here, if you want to go, go. Amen. Nonsense people. One of them was leading us in songs. I will still send him out of this church. Amen. Believe that at your own peril. So, it's not you, is it? Alright? You know, Chelsea fans, they talk a lot for people who don't succeed. I was like, Asna, are you talking? I take it back. Let's go back to God's word. You know, but you hear people talk about a lot of things. People who are not experienced in politics. You've not even seen the National Assembly before. You've never been to Abuja, not to talk of seeing the ministries. But suddenly, you can talk about national politics. Have you seen people argue politics before? No. In 1945, that's not where we are. Where were you? 1945, where were you? You were nowhere, come on. Hallelujah. But when it comes to God's word, everybody goes, I'm not a pastor. No. Every believer ought to know God's word. The knowledge of God's word must be priority. You see, Muslims, at the age of 7, 10, sometimes. I remember we went on an outreach to Foko in Ibadan. 2012. Either 2010 or 2012. Why I said is because we went on many outreaches to that place. But this particular one, I don't know which year it happened. We go on outreaches as much as 8 times in a month to that place. And there was this particular one, there was a brother like that we were discipling. We were teaching God's word. And so we took him practical now. You know, God's word is precept, example. Practical. Come and go and preach. Come and go. You know, Nigerian English. Come and go and preach. So we got there. And he was fortunate. Say fortunate. He was fortunate to meet a 7-year-old. 7, 10, somewhere around that. The boy is no more than 10. You count that as fortunate, yeah? Preach, get him saved, get out. We have gone around. I probably have attended to about 3 people. Oh yeah, it's time for us to gather. This brother did not gather. Where is he? We met him where he was being schooled by the 7-year-old. And the 7-year-old was telling him, in your Bible, 7-year-old Muslim, in your Bible, in Isaiah 54. And the brother said, hey, is it there? And he said, hey, it's in the Bible. Ah, show me. And the boy was showing him. He said, hey, do you know that Ezekiel said, Ezekiel said that. Where? And we got there. We had to rescue the situation. So we had to. No one say you bamboozle someone. The boy, as you say, what are you saying? What you said, Ezekiel said, is wrong. It was not wrong. I just had to put him somewhere. It's wrong. Because contextually, Ezekiel was standing in the place of, and you know, do you know that in the kingdom of Israel, the boy said, oh, I said, how can you? How dare you? The brother was looking at us. What you look at me, I will say something. The boy will say something. May you not be a Christian like that. Amen. Say, I want God's word. Say, I want God's word. All right. So, Jesus begins to expand the word, born again. So, he says in verse 5, being born again means to be born of water and of the Spirit. He says, without that, a man cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. We look at this very much tomorrow. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it lists, and you hear the sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is every man that is born of the Spirit. But look at verse 5 again. He says, being born again means to be born of water and of the Spirit. So I'm born of the Spirit. All right? When you use the word water, water is not water baptism in this instance. There's nothing wrong with water baptism. I have no issue with what people do with water and their body. Amen. I remember someone wrote an article about me on Facebook some years ago. He said, I have an issue with water baptism and Holy Communion and all of that. So I don't have an issue with it. You can as well go to the swimming pool and shout in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost 29 times in a day and do that for a month. That doesn't get you born again. Amen. I said, he has started. I said, so what? I said, if I get baptized by water and I don't believe the gospel, am I saved? He goes, no. I said, so what if I believe the gospel, but it was in the desert? Am I saved? He goes, yes, since you have believed, you didn't have the opportunity. I said, so the gospel now is conditional. Come on. You can do better. Hallelujah. Mark 16:15 says, we go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Whosoever believes and is baptized. Baptized in what? You've got to find out. Shall be saved. Whosoever believes not shall be damned. Say, believes not. All right? Because the believing actually is the baptism. When you're baptized, you have to ask, with what? In the Bible, there's baptism with fire. In the Bible, the washing of dead bodies is called baptism. It's the same Greek word. The washing of cups that Paul explained in Corinth was called baptism. So I have to ask you, baptism with what? Today is not the day for baptism. We have teachers on that. But I have no issue with baptism. I'm baptized. Or I was baptized twice. Amen. Twice. You can get it yourself. Amen. If you like swimming very well, you can get 18. Just ensure you have believed the gospel. Don't waste water. Hallelujah. Can we get going? So when it says, except a man be born of water, again, that Jesus is not the first person saying that. You find that in Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 36. You learn something? Ezekiel 36. You must always prioritize God's word. You know, must be willing to tell yourself, this year I want to grow in bounds, in leaps and bounds. I want to know God's word more. I want to be able to explain. I want to be able to stand for the faith. It's not just about asking God every time, meet my needs. Ezekiel 36, you there? Verse 25. Then will I sprinkle, this is God talking to Israel, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness and from all your idols, and I will cleanse you. Can we read verse 26 to 27 together? Want to go? A new heart and a new I will give it to you, and a new spirit I will put within you. I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk. Look at what God is saying. In a new heart and a new spirit. But he uses that with water. He illustrates that with, I will sprinkle clean water on you and you'll be clean. Alright? So, the prophet used water and the spirit interchangeably. And it's not just the Old Testament, in case you want to say, that's Old Testament. You know the way people talk. I was somewhere and I was privileged to teach there. The youngest pastor there, before me, he probably will be 55. So I was privileged to teach it. When you get to that kind of place, it's a privilege. Amen. And I was talking, and so someone asked a question, and he said, I think I shared it in church. And he said, so no, we are not like Moses. We are not like Moses. You know, he was in the dark. I said, eh? With all due respect, sir. Moses was in more light than we are. Hallelujah. Don't be deceived. Moses, you know, all this is your gift of the Spirit. Fruit of the Spirit. when you see Paul say gift of the Spirit and he talks about tongues, that's Moses. Amen. There's this, I call it old wife tales that is in our head, that you know more than the prophet. Take it away. You don't. I don't think you can again glorious ourselves and you claim you know more than the prophet. Everything you see in Matthew to Revelation is explaining Genesis to Malachi. They are not two different testaments. They are the same testament. That's why nobody in the Bible dare to call it Old Testament. They called it the Word of God. They called it the Law of God. They called it the Law of the Prophets. Is that clear? Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
So they don't know. No. So in case you want to now say they don't know, Ezekiel was just talking about water. Look at Titus chapter 3. Someone corrected me some years ago. Titus. You can call it anyone. Don't go to market and want to go buy fish. I say, Mufera Titus. You spend the entire day there. Nobody can find you, Titus. But it's Titus. Titus chapter 3, verse 5. Not by the works of righteousness. I'll start from verse 4. Excuse me. But after the kindness that the Lord. The kindness and love of God, our Savior, towards men appear. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us. Now, is this Ephesians 2? Huh? It's not by works, lest any man should boast, right? Uh-huh. So it says, not by the works of righteousness, meaning that no man gets saved by the works of righteousness. Can we put it that no man enters the kingdom of God by the works of righteousness? Is that saved? Is that what Jesus was saying? Okay. So, no man enters the kingdom of God by the works of righteousness. But by what? But according to His mercy, He saved us. By the washing of regeneration. The renewing of the Holy Ghost. See, the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Alright, so, this is called it. There's a washing. Alright, so, what washes? That's the Spirit. The renewing of the Holy Ghost. Alright, so when you see water, oftentimes it's used interchangeably with the Word of God. And with the Spirit of God. Does that make sense? Look at John chapter 7. Jesus also used it. Okay, we are still going back to John 3. That's where we're coming from. I'm just explaining born of water. In John chapter 7, verse 38. He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly. Now, as the scripture has said, of who? Of Christ. Out of Christ's belly. Alright, so he's as it were summarizing scriptures together and saying, out of Christ's belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Not your belly, it's Christ. Alright, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. But this he spoke of what? The Spirit. Which they on him should what? That believe on him should receive. So, out of whose belly is flowing rivers of living waters? Now, which what is the living water? The Spirit of God, right? Eternal life. So, who will give it? Eh? Are you the one giving eternal life? Who gives it? So out of whose belly will flow the Spirit? Christ. When he says belly, he's talking about his resurrection. The womb, the grave. Right, good. Alright, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Then he explains to you in verse 39, he spoke of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. But the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet risen from the dead. Again, he uses water and the Spirit, living water and the Spirit, he uses it interchangeably here. Is it making sense? So, go back to Nicodemus, John chapter 3. So when Jesus says, except a man be born of water, can we say the word and there is, that is? Come on. So, it will not be two words. It will be one word, is explaining the water. Now, calm down. Take a deep breath. Breathe in. Out. Alright. Look up. Now, when you see and, in modern English, and would mean, I'm talking about two things. So I can say, Shade and Titi, or Shade and Chike, went to the market. And what you interpret in your mind is, two people went to the market. But, if you look at the Bible, because it was translated to English, you need to look at it very well. You know, in Ephesians 1 verse 3, for example, it says, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Is he talking about two people or one person? Oh. Blessed be God. And the Father. Two people or one person. So, God is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, you need to look at it. And when you see hands, you say, don't just say, So, when it says, except a man be born of water. From what we have seen from the prophets, water, God used water for the spirit. He says, I will sprinkle clean water upon you. Then immediately said, I will give you a new spirit. Titus said, we are washed by the washing of water, the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, the Bible, the word of God already promised that he's going to give his spirit. Out of his belly is going to flow rivers of living waters. Then he said, this is spoke of what? The Holy Ghost. Is it making sense? Now, when you now go back to Nicodemus, and Jesus tells Nicodemus, except a man be born of water, and he says, and the spirit. Is he talking about two, or is he explaining the water? Don't forget, he already mentioned born again. Nicodemus doesn't understand. Then he says, born of water. Then quickly say, well, this one, we'll spend all the night here. I'm talking about being born of the spirit. Hallelujah. So, except a man be born of the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And so Jesus lays a credence on what gets a man saved. What gets a man saved is not good works. Now let me say it this way. Imagine there's a country. You can use this on your outreaches. There's a country they announced and they said, nobody can live in this country except you are born a citizen. You know, some people tell you, I didn't walk into this land. I came to this land with my head. I remember there was a time I was doing a project on the island. There was a white man. So he was saying some things. So myself and my guy, and I said it in Yoruba. I said it to the man. I said, see how this one is talking to me. I didn't enter this land with my leg. I used my head. I said it in Yoruba. You must say, kill us all. They've been teaching him. Kill us all. Kill us all. Nobody can teach you that one. You know? And that's what you call being a citizen. Is that clear? So imagine there's a country. So they announce, this country, except you are a citizen, you cannot live here. It means even if you dress like them, it doesn't cut it. You talk like them, it doesn't cut it. You bear the most common name. What's the most common name in Nigeria? Deborah. Nah. Ayo. If you believe it's Ayo, let me see your hand. If you believe it's Chinedu, let me see your hand. If you believe it's Femi, let me see your hand. You know what? I will tell you which one. And you or we, you would have met someone that is bearing this name. Tokpe Ajayi. I know more than 20 Tokpe Ajayis in my life. I don't know which family Ajayi is. But they need to call a family meeting. They are imposters. You know Tokpe Ajayi? I know more than 20. I'm not exaggerating. Do you know any Tokpe Ajayi? How many of you have met any Tokpe Ajayi? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm talking about two names. 9, 10. That's just Tokpe Ajayi. Ajayi? Any Ajayi? Any Tokpe? The whole church. Amen. Alright, so, even if you bear Tokpe, he doesn't cut it. You have to be born there. No matter how many friends you have there. Even if your parents were born there, they have announced to enter this kingdom, you've got to be born. That's exactly what Jesus was telling Nicodemus. You don't enter God's kingdom because your parents were born again. You don't enter God's kingdom because you are doing like people in God's kingdom. So I say, what if I pay my tithes and I'm kind to everyone and I don't speak evil of people and I don't keep malice and I give to the poor? God will look at me with kindness. Now, God, those things are not the seed for the kingdom. They are the fruit for the kingdom. They don't get you there. They show you have been there. Amen. Amen. So, what gets a man saved? Jesus answers the questions. He has to be born of the Spirit. How many of us are born again here? Hey, we are in church. Come on. Eh? You should be lifting two hands. You know, there are things that you are called. You are proud of it. I'm born again. I'm very born again. I am very, very born again. You're born again. You're born again. It means you have eternal life. I'm born again. Oh, you know, those are like shouting phrases. So, I'm born again. I remember when we left Unilag and went to College of Medicine in Nijaraba. My first roommate, the first thing I told him, and he looked at me and said, I told him, my name is Yemi, I'm born again. And he looked at me, and I heard him talk to his friend outside. Now I ask you, then peer me with you. I'm born again. I think you need to know that one from the start. I'm born again. Hallelujah. So, what gets a man born again? Let's talk. What's it? Born of? No. Oh, he talks like believers. He walks like believers. He gives tithe. He prays a lot. Now, you know, Cornelius was praying. And God still say, "Oga, Peter needs to preach to you." You know what God told Peter? He said, he's a devout man. Always praying, always giving alms. But Peter, you and I know that's not enough. Go and preach to him. Amen. Amen. You love someone very well, get them the gospel. Hallelujah. How many of us will preach more? Amen. You know, it's a pledge. You know, we are in such a generation. Put your hands down. People don't preach. And it marvels because it can go with a generation. We just feel people will one day like Jesus and then they'll come to church. No. God gave us his word. He said, go and preach. I will not fail God. I will do it. His strength will keep me. His hands will hold me. His words will echo in my ear. I will preach. I will preach Jesus all around the world. All around the world, I will preach Jesus in Nigeria. I will preach Jesus in Somalia. I will preach Jesus in South Africa. I will preach Jesus in Kenya. I will preach Jesus in Uganda. I will preach Jesus in Egypt. I will preach Jesus in the United States. I will preach Jesus in UK. I will preach Jesus in Croatia. I will preach Jesus in Slovenia. I will preach Jesus everywhere. Amen. No, those are things that Christians should wake up and you say, "Not, I'll go and do my holidays in Bahamas." I remember, I was talking to someone, I said, "So you want to go to social place? What are you going to do there?" I said, MOG. Makodebe. I'm saying the way he said it. Makodebe. Fellow taste sushi. And I said, "Fellow taste sushi." I said, "What taste sushi, Tom?" He already has found that I was putting him off the brakes. "What taste sushi, Tom?" I said, "Malogu Museum." He mentioned like 8 things. I said, "You left Jesus in Nigeria." He said, "Hey, I will preach. Hallelujah. All right. So Jesus says, except a man be born again. But let's go where we're going. Look at verse 8. So Nicodemus started looking. What does it mean to be born again? He just says, born of water, be born of the Spirit. Then Jesus explains something. Verse 8. The wind blows where it lists. That is where it wants. Don't forget, he is explaining being born again. He says, the wind blows where it wants. You don't know where it's coming from. But you hear the sound. So you hear the sound. So the Spirit of God has sound. But that's not where we're going to. You hear the sound there, but you cannot tell where it's coming from or where it's going. So is everyone born of the Spirit. Now, before you give it a meaning that does not have, what is Jesus saying? Nicodemus saying, I am trying to understand what you're saying. You said we have to be born of the Spirit. How? Can I enter into my mother's womb again and then my mother will give birth to me? Jesus, what are you saying? And Jesus said, don't think too far. Do you know the wind? He said, yes. Can you hear the sound of the wind? He said, yes. Where's it coming from? He said, I don't know. Where's it going? He said, I don't know. But do you believe in the wind? He said, yes. So is every man born of the Spirit. It means your faith precedes your understanding. And it's the opposite of the world. In the world, I know we have a teaching that I already, and that's the way we do it for believers meeting. I already teach believers meeting almost before believers meeting. And in the world, it's when I understand it, then I believe it. Right? Science will tell you, okay, now we know that when there's some jargon that physicists will tell you, the anode and the cathode and the anode and the anode. Oh, when that one now comes, everything now gives electricity. Now say there's a law, electricity. Why? Because we have seen it, Abby. But God's word says, nah. In fact, when Thomas met Jesus, and Thomas said, and Jesus said, I am the Lord. Thomas said, Lord, where's the camera? Jesus said, which camera? He said, it's a prank. Last time I saw Jesus was on the cross. All of us. Peter, were you not there? Kind of. Where's that big? Andrew, were you not there? Big hand. Not big hand now. Big hand. Were you not there? He said, I'm there. I was there. It was on the tree. Thomas said, when I see your hands, your pierced hands, I will believe. She said, no, blessed are those who believe without seeing. I'm blessed. Jesus says, your faith must precede your understanding if you want to be born again. Your faith must come before you understand. You know, the writer of Hebrews, he mentioned, he said, faith is one of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Then he says in verse 3, he says, by faith we understand that the worlds were made. Look at that. He says, by faith we now understand. And so, understanding doesn't come first in the things of the Spirit. Faith comes first. And that's why this is a believers meeting. It is meant for people who are believers. I'm a believer. I believe in God. I believe. It's a big word. Amen. It's a big word. You know, I was talking to someone. Prophet knows him. He's an atheist. He's a common atheist man. Prophet knows. And I think I was in 200. Was it 200 level or 300? 200. That year. Was it 100 level? I spoke to him about chemistry. 200. But I knew him from 100. The guy. He's a junior atheist, upcoming atheist. And one day we were talking, and I told him, I said, all these questions you think you have about God, if I show you my book of questions, you not believe. I said, someone was asking me a question about the gift of the Spirit. And after I answered him, I said, but you know that's not a question, right? He said, what do you mean? I said, if I show you questions I have about tongues, you should be saying, Pastor, why are you speaking in tongues? But you know what? Sometimes the Holy Ghost go before our faculties. How many of you were already speaking in tongues before you knew the intention to speaking in tongues? Okay, how about you already sang in tongues before someone had told you, oh, this is singing in the Spirit. Come on. Okay, good. This one is better. How many of you have prophesied before you now knew what the meaning of prophecy? This one, almost every hand will be up. How many of you, God has spoken to you before, but it was just like a nudge. You didn't even know it was God. Later, you are taught. You now say, oh, that's the inward witness. That's the leading of the Spirit. Yes, yeah. Uh-huh. What does it mean? The Holy Ghost can go ahead of you. And then your senses catches up later. And so, in the world of God, where faith dominates, faith precedes understanding. Jesus explains that to Nicodemus. You know what? Don't try and figure out what I'm talking about. You hear the sound of the wind. You don't know where it's coming from. You don't know where it's going to. But you know this is wind. You know this is wind. I want you tonight to allow God move without your understanding. Sometimes we limit God because we are over calculative. We limit God because we are trying to understand everything. If I understand everything tonight, Jesus, I will allow you to talk to me. If I understand everything you want to say, I will allow you to talk. If I understand where you want to take me, Jesus, why are you telling me this now? Why are you leading me this way? Why is this so difficult? Why am I finding it this way? Why is this one? I'm trying to catch up with my understanding, but God is saying, no! You hear the wind. You don't know where it's coming from. You don't know where it's going to. So is every man born of the Spirit. You must allow your faith move first. Amen. You must allow your faith move first. Say, I allow God. Hey, I'm a believer. I'm a believer. I'm a believer. You know, listen to me. If you only believe things when they are clear, you are not a believer. You are a realist. You say, but pastor, when everything is okay, I will believe. If you only believe things that are believable, you are not a believer. To be called a believer means that I see things that go against logic. And I say, you know what? Toss it. I believe in God. I see things that generally I would not agree to. Generally, I would not even be a part of this. And I say, well, this one out. What's God saying? I tell people, I said, it's called trust because you find it difficult. If it's not difficult, God will not say, trust me. It's not strange. If it's not anti-logical, God is not going to say, lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge me. It means, look up. It might be difficult. Your senses might go against it. Your intuition might fire against it. How many of you, God has told you something before, and then you wonder and say, me personally, me. I had it all sorted out. I had everything on. And God said, nah, you know, you're going to go to Lagos. You're going to go to Lagos. You know, when you already have an admission in a very nice country, and you already have your visa, everything is sorted. And God says, nah. And I was trying to explain to everybody. That is many years ago. I was trying to explain to everybody. Nobody seems to understand. Everybody will just say, it's not making sense. What you say, it's not making sense. It's not logical. You are senseless. Village people. And I did not understand. Amen. Maybe now I'm trying to understand. You know, at that moment, I didn't understand what God was saying. But I knew it. I knew it was God. It was clear. Hallelujah. Sometimes God moves before our brain. The physical, we always catch up to the spiritual. Our mind will always play catch up. God already made light. In verse 3, Genesis chapter 1. And then in verse 14, he now says, he made the sun and the moon. And you say, which light did he make? He shows you the realm of things. He shows you the order of things. The natural, we always play catch up. That's the way God works. Then he tells you, you don't know where the wind is coming from. You don't know where it's going to. But trust God. Say, I trust God. Hold my hands, Lord. I trust God. Hold my hands, Lord. Hold my hands, Lord. I trust you. Hold my hands, Lord. I trust you. Hold my hands, Lord. I trust you. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm a believer. I've got faith. And that faith will work for me. I've got faith. I've got faith. I've got faith. My life is a life of faith. Play for me as I close. My life is a life of faith. So there's something about the believer. What did I call you? Say it now. Are you understanding that word very well now? Say, I am a believer. Even when my brain has not figured it out. But you know, God's word says it. I believe it. Let me give you a gist. The first time I went to preach somewhere. I shared this on Sunday morning. I went to preach somewhere at UMC Ibadan. It's a Redeemed Christian Church of God. And it was a privilege. That was 2010? 9? But it's a long time. It's a long time ago, relatively. And I just finished preaching Mark 11:23. If you say to the mountain, be moved and be cast into the sea. And you don't doubt what you say. You have what you say. Verse 24. And when you pray, ask in faith. That's nothing. I was fired up that night. It was a vigil. I was fired up. I was talking about faith. I said, you must have faith. 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 Everybody was fired. So the pastor came and said, young evangelist. He said, I like your message. Man was in his 50s. I like your message. Say, there's a woman I want you to pray for. I have never laid hands on a sick person. Well, guess what? My brain will play catch up. That night, I told God, I said, he said, he wants to go and bring the woman. And she had a lump in her breast. And I just faced backward like this. And guess what I was saying? I told God, I said, he don't cast. Literally, you know, there was no word like that time. But that was what I was saying in my head. I said, how am I going to do this? I have spoken about faith. Everybody don't believe your word now. I said, God, if you don't heal this woman, consider it the last time you will hear me preach. Because you don't disgrace me in here. Then, in my mind, guess what was playing? Mark 16:17. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they will cast out, they will speak in new tongues. If they drink any deadly thing, you will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick and the sick will recover. I just kept playing it in my head. These signs shall follow them that believe. These signs shall follow them that believe. They will lay their hands on the sick. The sick will recover. They will lay their hands on the sick. My brain could not process when you lay hands on the sick. How does sickness go? Because I can be quite realistic. If you know me, I'm a believer in common sense. Amen. I was trying to process. If I lay my hands, sickness will go. How? How does it happen? How does it happen that you just lay hands and say, be healed? And the person is healed. I mean, healed. The sickness came. It's in the cell. It's in the tissue. There's malignant cells. There are things that are going on. And if you're a medical person, it becomes more difficult. Because you have read about CVAs and everything. You've seen scans. You've seen MRIs. You know the prognosis. And then God just tells you. You know, God's word does not have prognosis and diagnosis. Amen. Amen. And does not have side effect. Yes, sir. You know, God's power does not have side effect. It just heals. And after you have done your prognosis and everything, then God just say, I know, can I talk? Lay hands. Say, so when I lay hands, what will happen? Will there be radiation? God say, I don't know about that one. No. But if you lay hands on the sick will recover. And I believe. That night, I just said, you know what? I believe God's word. You know what I told God? If you don't heal this woman, huh? What am I doing this night? So what happened? She was healed. I believe in God's word. I believe in the sutra. I believe that God's word works. So go back to that Mark 16. Oh, I believe. I believe in God's word. No, someone wants to give a prophecy. God is telling you something about someone. You know, just to comfort the person, and then you are all calculative about it. You are thinking, hey, should I be saying this? What if it's not true? I know I've told that before. You've told yourself that before. You know, I remember there was a time. I wanted to give someone a word. And I said, her name is so. The name of her mother is so. Long time ago. I did not say it though. Guess what I was saying? I'm not going to disgrace my family. And I say, your name is Funke. She didn't say, Amiibo. I said, eh? Ngan. She said, your name is Funke. I said, Kilele Yiso. Ah! She said, you're not Funke. You are Chidima. And as I process in my head, what if I'm wrong? What if her name is not so? What if this is not a situation? What will I do? Now, by faith we understand. The wind. Say the wind. Where does it come from? Where is it going to? But is there a wind? Huh? Is there a wind? I trust God. I'll allow my brain play catch up. I'll allow my brain play catch up. Even this night. This night. You know, there's a story I've shared everywhere I've gone to preach. Most places, I shared a story. There was a man like that. He was eating around 10 p.m. at night. You know the story. You have listened to me very well. He was in singlet and boxers. And God said, stand up. He stood up. Now, if you are not a believer, these are things that you see and say, he's a madman. He stood up and God said, run out of your house. 10 p.m. Boxers and singlet. Sorry, what's the definition of a madman again? And the man stood up. He ran. He was walking and God said, no, I said run. Ha. You know, you'd be asking yourself, ha, this is how people enter market. This is the genesis of the marketplace. And he started running. Then God said, stop, walk. And he walked. And God said, run again. Am I running mad? You know, it's literally run. Run. Running mad. Run. He ran. Then God said, stop. Walk. You are walking too fast. And it kept repeating itself like that. And he got to a place and God said, now, go inside. Bush. Go inside the bush. Is this God or the devil wants to kill me? You know, you just are wondering. The devil has a plan for my life. 10:50. We'll go inside the bush. No be me. I'm going tomorrow. Now, he entered. And he got under a tree. And God said, stop. So what now? God said, preach. Huh? 10:50 p.m. A bush far from residential areas. After you have run and walked and run and walked, you are under a tree in the thick of grains. And God said, be preaching. To who? So he started preaching. And he felt something drop. Water on his head. So he felt he wanted to rain. Then he started hearing someone cry. He looked up. And the man was about to commit suicide. And he was able to talk to him. And he was able to get him saved. So when he got home, he said, that was fun. Oh, you've had things with God. He said, that was fun. I have. I said, that was fun. And he asked God, so why all the gymnastics? Run and walk and run and stop. And God said, if you had run or through, you'd have gotten there before him. And he would not wait. He would just excuse himself. If you had walked, he would have committed suicide before you get there. How about that? How about that for allowing your brain to catch up? Allow your brain to catch up. Allow God to walk. Amen. By faith, we understand that the words were framed by the word of God. By faith, we understand. Tonight, my faculties, my senses, I yield them to the power of the Holy Ghost. My eyes are seeing eyes. My ears are hearing ears. My lips speak God's word. You know what? There's no doubt in my heart. I thought you said that loud. There's no doubt in my heart. I'm a believer. In God's word, I'm a believer in God's leading. I'm a believer that God speaks through men and he speaks to men. I'm a believer that questions will be answered. I'm a believer. I'm a believer in the supernatural, that God can heal bodies, that he can raise the dead, that he can turn around situations. I believe Jesus. I believe. I believe in your word. I believe in your church. I believe in your word. I believe in your word. I believe that not one jot of your word will go unfulfilled. I believe that there's no lie in your word. I believe that these ends are healing ends. I believe that you have a plan for my life. And I will see it, I will recognize it, and I will walk in it. I believe that I will not live purposelessly. I believe that I will walk in the light. I believe that today, tonight, is a new beginning. I believe Jesus. I believe, I believe, I believe. Oh, I believe. Oh, you are still believing? You believe? You believe? You know, this is a believer's meeting. I believe. I believe that God brought me here for a purpose. I believe that He is about to do something. I believe. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I believe. Oh, 1 Corinthians 14. Let's just close it there. Close it there. You believe in God's word?
Yes, sir.
Hey, let's confirm. How many of us believe in God's word? Come on. Let the unbeliever leave the room. How many of us believe in God's word? Empty hands. You believe. So if you see something in the Bible, you believe it. No, ask your neighbor. Say, if you see something in the Bible, will you believe it? What's the answer? Mm-mm. Let's confirm now. If you see something now, will you believe? Eh? Answer. You will believe. I mean, okay, I will believe, shall I? You shall believe. Okay. 1 Corinthians 14. Let's see. You know, we have said we will believe. Oh. Uh-huh. Verse 26. Can we verse 26 together? Oh. Let's consider everybody. Let's wait. If you are there, say, oh yes. If you are yet to be there, say, oh me. Okay, wait for the oh me. Oh me should be oh yes by now. If you are there, say, oh yes. First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 26. Read it like God is talking to you. Want to go? I will see then, brethren. When you come together. Are we together?
Yes.
Are we together tonight? Uh-huh. Wait. Every? The pastor has a son. Huh? Don't forget, you said you will believe. You will believe. What did he say you have? I have a psalm. A psalm means a song inspired by the Spirit of God. You didn't premeditate it. You didn't compose it at all. It is here and now. God is giving you a psalm. Say, every one of you has a psalm. And what again? A doctrine. That is something to say. Say, I have something to say. I can't hear the people at the back. Say, I have something to say. And what? Say, I can speak in tongues. And then what? Say, God shows me things. Say, I have sight and sound by the Spirit of God. I see and know and feel and perceive. No, that's not everybody. Some, I see and know and perceive and feel by the Spirit. Hey, you know what he said, though? He said, I have a psalm, I have a doctrine, I have a tongue, I have a revelation, and I can interpret. Okay. You said, if you see it in God's word, you said you believe. We all ask our neighbors. And God's word says everybody has a psalm. Including you. Including you. And you. You have a psalm. Oh, that means you have songs to sing tonight. He says, we have a revelation. Revelations are not for false prophets. Visions are not for false prophets. They are for me. I can see things by the Spirit of God. I'm not blind spiritually. God uses my eyes to see things, to help others. God uses my mouth to say things, to help others. My ears are not blocked. They are hearing ears. God speaks to me and He speaks through me. Hey, can we? Huh? So can we lift our hands? No, come on, stand. Can we lift our hands? Can we just sing to the Lord this night, this evening? It's believers meeting. This is just the beginning. We will believe to the letter. We will believe to the end. And God is going to do new things. More than you have ever known before. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. He's waiting for someone. He's waiting for me. Some of us, that will be the first time. Jesus is here. He's waiting for someone. He's waiting for me. Lord, I believe. Lord, I receive. Lord, I believe. I believe and I receive. Lord, I believe. Lord, I receive. Lord, I believe. Amen. So tonight, you know, God's word tells us that when we come together, every one of us can flow in the things of the Spirit. Don't forget, Mark 16:17 already tells you, these signs shall follow those that believe. How many of you are a believer? You're a believer. Okay, good. These signs shall follow those that believe. It's the Bible that said it, not me. In my name, they will cast out devils. In my name, they will speak with new tongues. There's nothing wrong with tongues. There is nothing wrong with tongues. Someone say, I don't speak in tongues because they are fake tongues. Ah, that's more reason. When the devil tries to counterfeit something, don't you think the thing is powerful? Amen. Nobody counterfeits something that does not have value. Nobody has a fake 50 kobo. We have 1 naira in Nigeria. Have you seen a fake one before? You don't even see the original. Because you cannot buy anything. But the devil took time and made fake tongues, like you said. I want the original. There must be something there. Amen. You don't have the counterfeit of whatever does not have original. There's no fake 5,000 naira note because there's no 5,000 naira. There's only a fake tongues because there's tongues. And I trust God tonight because it is His will that I will speak with tongues and I will be edified. The tongues will build me up. It will make me see clearly. It will make me hear God more. It will put my life in a new direction where every other thing becomes shadows in the light of Christ. Tonight, I'm open. Tonight, Jesus, there's no part of my life you cannot touch. There's no part of my life you cannot change. There's no part of my life I'm hiding. You can take it all. You can try me and mold me and shape me and do all you want. Tonight is a new beginning for me. Tonight, I begin to see better. I begin to hear better. Confusion goes out of the way. Darkness goes out of the door. In the name of Jesus, there's clarity in my life. There's clarity to purpose. There's the peace of God in my heart. There's clarity and there is peace. There's clarity and there is peace. And there is joy. And there is joy in the name of Jesus. Tonight, I'm all for Jesus. I'm all He wants to do. And all He wants to do. Tonight, is that you? So, we're going to, in our groups, we're all believers, right? We're going to just form five groups. Or four, all around us. All around us. Four. And we are going to speak in tongues. And if you are led to say anything to anyone in the group, you are going to go ahead and do that. Is that clear? By faith, we understand. I've been saying it all night. By faith, we
understand.
What comes first?
Faith.
My understanding or my faith?
Faith.
What comes first?
Faith.
My understanding or my faith?
Faith.
What comes first?
Faith.
Huh? So I believe first. I just believe that God can talk through me and he can talk to me. You believe that tonight? You believe that tonight?